It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Training for SummerSault?
Yes, folks, everybody's yelling about training for SummerSaults, but that's
SummerSault.
Okay.
SummerSault!
Shout out to the dickheads in Red Deer. Anyway, yeah. This is Mike the Ref here at the Alberta Avenue Arena with Monster Pro Wrestling Blitzkrieg. I am here with the A-team tonight, Andre C.
Blitzkrieg, it's awesome. I'm always here.
And the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
It's good to be back, guys. Sorry I missed the last one.
Well, it definitely was a very interesting show tonight. I think that's the best way to put it.
It was a good quality show, not one of the best ones I've seen, but it was a good quality, a lot of good quality wrestling tonight. I think it was a big setup show. It was setting up new feuds, new everything. I think that's more of what it was tonight.
Yeah, I agree. It's and the wrap-up show. It's got to start working on new storylines for next year, so it's a great show. Let's see what comes out of next year now.
Yeah, well, basically, this was not going to live up to Riptribution, that is for sure. There is no way in God's green earth, with that kind of excitement we had last month, that this was going to show up the way it did. So let's get to the matches here. But before we do that, actually, let's get to the opening promo here. Nelson,
commission, a lot of promos.
Yeah, there was a lot of promos tonight, I'll say that. Right off the bat, we had Nelson Mayer coming out wanting to give this big announcement. To which they get interrupted by the One World Order.
Empire.
One World Empire.
Read the shirt. See it from here.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't even them. It was Onslaught. Ah! That's why I got these
Empire
promos back.
Second.
Yeah. So, Onslaught comes out with Minestro. They come out to introduce the Northern Nightmare. Talking about how they dominate everybody. Followed by Jack Hammer. Who, the original announcement from Nelson Mayer was, Jack Hammer was relinquishing his spot in the final scramble match, or elimination. We'll figure out a name for it later, folks.
Scramble elimination match.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Gauntlet elimination. That's the word
Gauntlet
I was looking
scramble
for.
Scramble elimination, because everybody, if you've got a pin, you're getting the champion. That's scramble.
Anyway, we are... it was announced that Jack Hammer was going to take on the debuting Northern Nightmare tonight. And following that, you had the One World Empire coming out, screaming and hollering about how Sydney Steele deserves a shot at the title in the scramble match. And the Irishman says, well, what the hell, I should deserve it too. So it leads up to Sydney Steele versus the Irishman. Anybody here bet on Sydney Steele on that one?
Those odds are way too long for me to put my money down.
Hell no, man. Irishman all the way from this guy.
I think this was pretty much a straightforward match. There was a few spots where Sydney get the advantage, but overall, I don't think so. Guys, your thoughts on that match, Brian?
Oh, great match. Sydney Steele's a hell of a good wrestler, getting better every time I see him. But just to run into the tougher, stronger Irishman, and that was all it took. Irishman was way too tough and too strong for him tonight.
Speaking of which,
damn right I was.
Yes, you were.
All right, Andre, your thoughts on the match?
Honestly, it's almost a squash match for Sydney here. Sydney got some offense in, yes, but again, Irishman dominating as he always does, and Sydney Steele is just kind of that little wiener boy, as the crowd likes to say. And enjoyed the hell of it. TKO IRA finisher, gotta love it.
Yeah. Let's just face it, it was a straightforward match, and I think you guys summed it up perfectly there. But from there, we go on to Irishman's former tag team partner, who goes on to a lengthy promo about how Irishman screwed him instead of the other way around.
Irishman did shove him.
That's true, but I still think it was backwards for what he was thinking, but I digress to the point. So Bulldog was taking on a newcomer to MPW, Cyanide. Now, this was Cyanide's second match, his first singles match in town.
Yep.
Guys, what did you think of the match?
I thought it was a good match. Cyanide pulled out some good quality wrestling in there, but Bulldog powered his way to a win, as always. He's kind of a bully, taking liberties in his matches, as he always does. And just proves that he is pretty dominant in this promotion, and I think people need to be worried about him moving up the ranks towards those titles.
Brian?
Bulldog's a hell of a good wrestler. He took on this newcomer, Cyanide, which I thought for the second match I've seen him, did pretty damn good. You know, I was impressed with some of the moves he did. But Bulldog, he's got that martial art, the mixed martial arts or whatever he does there, and got him in that one hold, and that was it for him. Bulldog's a person to be reckoned with. I wouldn't want to mess around with him, so locker room better pay attention to this guy.
Without a doubt. And like I said, I don't think the issues between Irishman and Bulldog are done, but I think they might be put on hold based on what happened earlier tonight. Now, our third match of the night had the debuting Northern Nightmare taking on Jack Hammer, as we described earlier. Now, Jack Hammer had asked for this match, and essentially at times it became a two-on-one with Minestro getting involved throughout the whole thing. And it ended up getting into a double countout where both guys couldn't make it back into the ring after attacking each other. Andre, your thoughts on this match?
I thought good quality power versus power match. Hammer being a little more power, but I thought Nightmare's first official match. I thought he looked pretty good in the ring. Not the crispest worker in there, but he looked good for a first time outing. Hammer looked good as always, going back to his military style gimmick again. But I think it was a pretty decent match, not the most spectacular one I've seen. It was a pretty decent match, I thought. Power versus power, I enjoyed it.
Brian?
Well, overall, decent match. Northern Nightmare, I was very impressed with him. He's a big, strong guy. Very powerful. For fighting Jackhammer, who's a powerful guy in himself. This was a great match. Ended in a double countout, but I don't think this is the end of the feud. I think this is going to go for a while yet, because these two do not like each other.
Powerful.
Yeah. The one thing I was surprised about this is how much technical expertise Northern Nightmare did have. From what I've been told, he is pretty much the goon, the power savage of the order. And Minestro's had him caged up and put into position where all he can do is come out of his cage and come out fighting. But yeah, this feud is far from over here.
Yeah.
But from here, let's get to the first championship match of the night. Team of Onslaught, Brain Lewis, Dean Richter. I think there was about 16 other people involved taking on the newly formed team of Kato and the Wild Child Tyler James.
Essentially, it was a 4-on-2 match by the end of it.
Yeah, essentially, you had Nightmare, you had Minestro, you had the tag team going against two guys that just started with each other. Honestly, my opinion on this match, and I know I usually don't go first, but
go first.
The key to this match was the lack of cohesion between Kato and Tyler James. Looked like Tyler was up at the top rope, going to get his finishing elbow off on him. And Kato made the tag, snuck in, and tried to get a cover instead. I don't know what to make of that, if it's just bad communication or is there something between these two. Andre?
I think it was just lack of cohesion together. Onslaught had it, and it was Tyler James allowing himself to get distracted so easily and going after Minestro and then having to deal with the Northern Nightmare. I think that's more of what it was than them as a tag team. I thought it was just him allowing himself to be distracted and their lack of cohesion too. It's a simple factor. You have Onslaught has been teaming together for months, and you have two guys who used to face each other multiple times just trying to get together to form a tag team. You got to look at that. There's no real camaraderie yet until you have a few times in.
Brian?
Great match. Like Andre said, chemistry between Kato and Tyler James was not there tonight. If they get going, working together, have a few more matches, they might get on the same page. But we've seen it here. Onslaught, they been teaming for, over a year now, that we've been almost a year that we've been watching them, and they're really good every time we see them. So they proved that they were the more dominant team this time around, and it doesn't help too when there's two other people outside and interfering too. So I mean, basically 4-on-2, no chance for the for Tyler and Cato, but they gave it a good shot, so who knows.
Now, I got to clarify something before we move on to our final match here. The reason I'm saying it's 16-on-1, that fat, no-good-looking bear who looks like a scruff of a piece of blubber 10-foot grizzly.
We talking like about Brian like that?
Yeah, right. Brian Lewis?
I'm joking, buddy. I'm joking.
I think you heard it on commentary, too. When it's 466 pounds as a combined weight...
77.
Oh, sorry, and one half.
And one half, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that...
Braden took at least a foot off the scale.
I think Braden just put his gut on the scale, and the rest of his body was still off of it, so that's got to be at least 600 pounds. I'm going to have to talk to Nino to get that fixed up here, seriously. That weight is absolutely atrocious for that.
Oh, for sure.
But we'll move on to the main event. It is... Folks, it takes... When it takes over 30 seconds to explain rules of a match, you know it's going to be complicated. It's a gauntlet. It's a scramble. It's an elimination match.
Essentially, you have six men, two men start. Every couple minutes, more men come in. It's elimination. Man standing is champion. Simple as that. There's interim champions, but really, in the end, it's the last man standing in that match is the champion. Simple as that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you had Diablo who won the Eliminator from last year. I'm pretty sure that's Andre's match from last year.
Earlier this year.
Sorry.
It's still 2015, my friend.
Yeah, we're gonna get
just like your PWA. You're thinking next month when it's 2 months.
Yeah. So I'm a little off on time. Then you have Massive Damage, who won the tag tournament in August. You had Chris Parrish, who pretty much has won everything in the last who knows how long here.
He's a provincial champion, cruiserweight champion. But he's got that Leo Burke Cup, which qualified him.
There you go. And then you have Crazy Core, the Ripper champion.
Qualified last month.
You have Irish, who qualified earlier tonight.
Yeah. And Maniac, the champion.
Yeah, Maniac, the champion.
The title gets him in.
Now, I could go through a full rundown of this match, but...
That'll take us way too long.
Yeah, I want to have this podcast done within an hour, so we'll...
Keep it short this week.
Yeah, let's keep her a little shorter this week. Spots of this match, I would have to say, would be the first elimination, where Diablo took a spike pile driver from the One World Empire.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
That was vicious. It looked dangerous. Oh, my God.
I honestly thought he broke his neck off of that, the way they had to carry him out.
Essentially, the match stopped at that point because they didn't know whether he was okay or not. They had to get people from the back to help out.
The crowd was absolutely quiet. Nino and Cato came out, and the new referee came out to carry him out of there.
Yeah, first of all, kudos to the new referee. He did an awesome job.
Way better than that other referee.
That other referee they had tonight was absolutely horrible. As the other referee walks by, but I digress. And of course we have to...
He just said he was horrible tonight.
All right, and the other spot of this match was... Let's face it, Irishman had that belt.
Yes.
He got Maniac up in that IRA TKO, whichever you want to call it. And here comes... First the referee gets knocked out. The dumb Yutz ends up being too close to everybody, gets hit again.
Yeah, dumb ref.
I want to give a shout out to referee Stanley and referee Kevin. Please get back soon.
Yeah.
But from there,
ignore the midgets.
What about those short people? Those are kids in the crowd. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But
don't know what I mean.
But Irishman gets up. Crazy Core gets back in the ring and clocks Irishman with the heavyweight title belt. Essentially knocking him out. Parrish comes in the ring, drapes Maniac over Irishman for the 1-2-3. Andre, do you have any thoughts about this match?
I thoroughly enjoyed this match from top to bottom. I had a great time watching it. I thought that spike pile driver looked absolutely sick. There were some great spots, too many to really name in this match. That finish, Irishman had that pin, but Crazy Core screwed him, and the Empire got it set Maniac to win. Simple, set up Maniac to win, simple as that.
Brian?
overall great match. Didn't know who was going to win. Manaik got lucky. He held on to his title. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's getting lucky. He's holding on to it. He's going to lose it someday.
Perishing steel. Yeah. Simple as that.
True enough.
That's how he's doing it.
But the overall great match. That pile driver, though, to Diablo, oh my God, that was vicious. Great moves in it. I thought it overall great match. I enjoyed it.
Folks, we got the Irishman here, and I can see the scars on top of his head right now. This is the second night in a row. You got splatted in the head with a belt thanks to Crazy Core.
Same person, yeah, by Crazy Core. Yeah. Two shows in a row.
And both times you got screwed out of a title with it. I hate to be Captain Obvious here, but what are your thoughts right now?
Crazy Core's going to get his ass kicked. Everybody saw. Every single fan, all three of you, all saw. I had Manaya pinned center of the ring, 1, 2, 3.
I say 18.
I don't know what happened to the ref. I never saw what happened. I know is I had Manaya. I hit him with the IRA. Next thing I know, I get up and I'm getting schmucked in the face again by a belt from Crazy Core.
Well, essentially, what had happened there is, on that IRA TKO, whichever way we're going to call it there for us, the legs of Maniac, he actually kicked the referee in the head and knocked him over. Big shock, I know. So, and honestly, I saw that belt shot you took last month. I think I literally saw the belt get dented from that shot, and this one looked even more deadly. Like, I just can't imagine what kind of venom you have right now.
Well, the belt that he hit me with this time is solid. The last one is solid, but not as solid. So, needless to say, when he hit me, he split my head wide open. Like, obviously, you guys can still see the blood. I don't have words for the venom that I have for Crazy Core right now. I have already talked to Nelson Mayer, and you guys can promote this all you want. Next month, it's Irishman versus Crazy Core.
Wow, that is going to be a hell of a match.
Oh yeah,
and I almost feel sorry for Crazy Core for what he's going to be getting into at this point, because not only do you have the venom from that, you also have the leftover venom from Bulldog. You got the venom from the One World Empire right now. You're just getting a long list sitting up here.
And the funny thing is you ever notice how it takes everybody on one to finally beat him? Sidney Steele, let's be honest, I kicked his ass tonight. But the One World Empire did get involved, and they tried to cost me that match. They didn't. 3-on-1, I still won. And then when it comes down to the main event, what happens again? Crazy Core is already eliminated from the match. Who eliminated him? I did.
Yep.
He's eliminated. He had no right and no business being out there. I should, if you actually follow what Crazy Core has done to me in the last 2 months, right now, I should be the MPW Ripper champion, and I should be the MPW heavyweight champion.
Absolutely. Being an interim champion is great, but that, you deserve a lot better than what you got here. And I can't wait till you start picking apart everybody, starting with Crazy Core next month, January 2nd, here at the Albert Avenue Arena.
One by one, they're all going to get a piece.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Irishman, for stopping in.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Now, folks, I cannot believe we got the first scoop on this. Next month, Crazy Core versus Irishman. Now, that is going to be an absolute war between those two. Can you guys agree on that?
Oh, going to be an absolute kick-ass war. I think that's going to be an insane match. I have a feeling it's probably going to be for the Ripper title, because Crazy Core Ripper champion, and you know Irishman wants the title back. So, you know what? I can't wait. If it's a hardcore match, I'm going to absolutely... It's going to be great.
Brian?
Well, this match is going to be great. It's going to be these two do not like each other. They hate each other. It's going to be, who knows what's going to happen between these two guys when they get into it. I just hope this they keep this kind of feud going on for a few months. I'd like to see it develop over a few months down the road here. So,
Folks, before we get to our favorite segment of the show, tonight's keyword is great. When you hear the word great, please take a shot. Thank you, Thaddeus. But now, folks, it is time for our good, bad, and ugly. And it's funny I say the word ugly as I see Brutal Brayden Lewis walk by.
None of that.
Who wants to go first?
I'll take it. My good, the main event in total, I thought great. Honestly, it was a really good main event. I thought really well executed for the complicated rules in this match. But I thought it was a good match. There's some great spots in there, especially that spike pile driver. I know it looked brutal, but it looked so good. My bad? Maybe Ali in certain misses he made tonight. And my ugly, Brayden Lewis back here.
Brian?
My good, the main event. My bad was that vicious pile driver, and the ugly Brayden Lewis is in his fat, ugly, hairy back. Shave that thing, please.
Was there any effect on the ugly, Mike?
Not quite.
We've yet to get it.
Sorry. You know what? I'll give it a half trifecta here, okay? But you'll see in a moment. My good? Actually, I'm going to go with my great.
You always do.
Yes, I do. My great? The stream actually worked tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Folks, if you want to check out this show, as a Christmas treat on behalf of Monster Pro Wrestling and the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, check out the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network on YouTube, where you can watch the entire stream for free right now. Yes. It is definitely worth a watch. Andre C. and myself on the call, when we're not trying to kill each other, we actually do try and call some good matches here.
Actually, we can actually be friends sometimes.
I know it's hard to believe. My good? I'm actually going to go with how the overall card and how it's setting up to next month and the Eliminator in February. When you have a match like Northern Nightmare and Jack Hammer, you got to see a lot out of Northern Nightmare.
Yep.
And Jack Hammer, we knew what to expect out of it. I didn't expect a double count out of that. I expected pretty much a walk by Mr. Hammer, but I think that feud's going to continue on for a long time here. My bad? I'm going to say the amount of blood on Irishman's face. That belt shot was hard, stiff, and meaningful. It was absolutely sick. Like, when we did that post-match interview there, it was disgusting how much blood he had on his face at that point. Now, my ugly, that's why I'm going to give you a half point. I'm not going to go with the back hair. I'm going to go with the front hair.
All his hair. Simple as that.
Seriously, I want to get Dean Richter a piece of Velcro, like a Velcro vest. And when they do their little group hug, they may never come apart ever again.
But rip the hair on his goddamn chest.
Either way, it's a win-win. Yep. But, guys, any final thoughts on the matches tonight? Brian?
Overall, great matches. Enjoyed the card. Had fun. Can't wait for next year. Next year is going to be a great year for MPW. Should be great, fantastic 12 months of action. Cannot wait to see what happens here.
Andre?
Honestly, good show. Good quality end to the year for Monster Pro Wrestling. I think they did it right. They did the end of the year right. I'm looking forward to seeing what Monster Pro can do. They even said they're looking to go bigger, harder, and better in 2016.
Absolutely. Monster Pro Wrestling is pro wrestling the way it should be. I want to give an extra good out. I have to give out an extra good, and we were talking about this right after the show. 2 hours, 10 minutes.
Simple as that. That's the length of any, and maybe 2.5 at best.
Once you start getting into 3 hours, it's a little too much, but this was absolutely perfect for timing tonight.
Oh, for sure. That's how any indie wrestling show should run.
But our next Quick Calls episode... Brutal Brayden Lewis, anyway.
Bulldog McBean.
But our next Quick Call show is going to be... It's going to be from the Springfield...
I will be doing a show I'm not sure who with yet, because... Probably I'm going to try and get our good friend from the STF Entertainment, Preston Hoff, try and do up a show that night.
for RCW Holiday Carnage, I believe, is what it's called.
No, I think Holiday Carnage. I don't know. It's December 11th in Springbrook, Alberta.
Folks, we got so many shows going on. We don't know what the names are half the time here. It's going to be the next Real Canadian Wrestling Show this Friday from the Springbrook Multiplex in Springbrook, Alberta, just outside of Red Deer. Our next live stream, now that we got the bugs out of it, attaboy, is going to be from the Evansdale Community Hall with RCW on Saturday, December 12th. Please feel free to check out the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network on YouTube. And the show's going to start at 7:30.
Hopefully.
No, the actual ring time is 7:45, so I got some time to relax there. But
nice.
Andre C. and I will have the call there. And with the tag team tournament for the belts, as well as the final match of Dick Richards in Canada, as he's about to head out to Australia for a tour. But once again, I'd like to thank my compatriots, the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Always good to be here. Cannot wait for next year, guys.
And Andre C.
Always, please, ladies and gentlemen, support indie wrestling. Support indie wrestling wherever you are.
Hibbity, hibbity, hibbity. And this is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Alberta Avenue Arena with MPW Blitzkrieg on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.